Yeah. So I flew out, helped him, and I realized I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I love making these installations, but yep. to see these kids.
Aww.
I'll cry. I'm not gonna tell the story.
That's fine.
But these kids are either so ill that mm-hmm. this will probably be their last event.
Mm-hmm.
Or they need the joy in their
Absolutely.
Life. Their families do.
Absolutely.
So I said, how do I tie myself to this? And yep. And he's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
So we started adding, he mm-hmm. started adding more and more people, created this nonprofit, and now okay. we're getting 80 people to fly from around the world, literally. I've got people from Australia, London, you know, the Bahamas right. are all coming
right.
to do this for us, for him, for our community.
You heard that there. That is Jen Nikus, owner of the event decorating company Fun by the Yard, talking about partnering with the Big Balloon Build in Ronald McDonald House, Michiana, to design something that people will never forget. More of that later, but first, thank you for listening to another episode of Round the Bend Now and Then. My name is Matt Emery, and I'm a local history nerd. My main mission in this podcast, as well as other Round the Bend material, is to create engaging content that shares how intertwined the South Bend and Mishawaka area's past is to our present. I interview local leaders, business owners, and community members to help tell their stories, because their stories help tell the story of South Bend and Mishawaka. Before we get to the interview, I just have a few simple favors. One is to be sure that you hit the download, like, or subscribe button on whatever podcast app that you listen to us on. Another favor is to follow us on social media, at Round the Bend Pod or at Round the Bend 574 on Twitter, Round the Bend Now and Then on Facebook, and now on YouTube, where I'm starting to dabble in some visual content as well. I have a few new videos that include some cool historical pictures, maps, newspaper articles, and narration by yours truly. All of those links are in the show notes as well. My last favor is to please just pass on the good word about the content. Now, let's dive into another interview that helps tell the story of South Bend and Mishawaka. In this episode, we do something a little different. While normally I conduct interviews that help tell a story from our area's past or highlight a historical or well-known spot in our area, in this episode, I shine a light on a huge four-day event, a one-of-a-kind event that has only happened four other times in North America, an event that hopes to draw thousands of families to Northern Indiana. The event is called the Big Balloon Build. And it's to benefit an organization that does wonders for families of children who have to be hospitalized, the Ronald McDonald House of Michiana. A while back, Aaron Charles, the director of marketing at the Ronald McDonald House Michiana, reached out to me to see if I would help spread the good word about this awesome event from April 25th to the 28th called the Big Balloon Build. I had no clue what in the world that was, but I do know how impactful the Ronald McDonald House is to families, so I was definitely interested. Once I talked to Aaron and looked into the Big Balloon website and learned what it was about and how it would benefit the Ronald McDonald House, I knew I had to help out. In short, the Big Balloon Build is an organization that strives to help out charities that serve children. And how they do this is, they partner with a local balloon artist to put on these huge, multi-day Big Balloon Build events that include huge immersive balloon worlds, carnival-like games, petting zoos, etc. And all of the money that is brought in from ticket sales, souvenirs, and concessions is donated to a local charitable organization. It's kind of like a three-way partnership between the Big Balloon Build organization, the balloon artists, and the charitable organization. In this episode, you'll learn all about the Big Balloon Build event that is coming to our area at the Northern Indiana Event Center in Elkhart on April 25th through the 28th. You'll hear from three different people, each who passionately articulate the importance of events like this. You'll hear from Jen Nikus, the owner of Fun by the Yard Event Decorating Company, first. And then Nancy Salwin, the director of sponsorships and events at Ronald McDonald House, Michiana. Then we wrap it up with a chat with Kirsten Eifler, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Michiana. And to learn more about it and to purchase tickets, you can visit the websites listed in the show notes, funbytheyard.net, the Ronald McDonald House Michiana, and the Big Balloon Builds website. Please be sure to visit and support. I mentioned earlier how the Big Balloon Build organization partners with balloon artists to create these huge immersive balloon worlds for these events. The balloon artist that is leading the charge for this event is Jen Nikas, owner of Fun by the Yard. And as you'll hear, this is not a little event. Here is Jen. Jen, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Sure. I have been around South Bend my whole life, mm-hmm. born and raised here, went away for a little while to go to school, came right back, and mm-hmm. been here ever since. Started the balloon business in 2011.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've had previous life doing other things, you know, but now it's surprising people and decorating and creating memories.
How'd that start?
You know, quite by accident, I think, how most things do.
Uh-huh. Right.
Started doing actually yard cards.
Okay.
That was back in 2011, just uh-huh. kind of for friends, family, that kind of thing. And as I did it, and people were like, that is so cool. Do it for me. And okay. I was like, this could be a thing.
Uh-huh.
This was before it was super popular. And so just kind of as a side gig to my day job, I started doing that. And then South Bend reached out and said, can you do balloons? And uh-huh. then St. Mary's, the Notre Dame, and all these companies started just, hey, oh, you do balloons too?
Yeah.
And I really didn't. Uh-huh. But I thought, let's take some business classes. Let's take some conferences on balloons. And I was like, this is a world that I didn't even know existed. And I was in awe. I've always uh-huh. loved art, right?
Yeah.
So then I've got business, which I love, and uh-huh. got the art, which I love, and colors, and surprising people, and it just all came together. I'm like, this is me. I need
that's
to
cool.
do this. Yeah. So it kind of found me.
Yeah. That's too neat. That's awesome. How'd you come up with the name Fun by the Yard?
Well, because we're having fun in the yard, right?
I
so it started with the yard cards. Uh-huh. Then when I transitioned into balloons, mm-hmm. it didn't really make sense. It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So maybe even you can help me with this. We're trying to rebrand and rename.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So we can reach out to the community and maybe come up with some ideas.
Well, and if any of our listeners have any ideas also, her link is in our show notes to this episode. So all
for
they need
sure.
to do is get onto the show notes on this episode, and the Fun by the Yard website is in there, and they can just find everything about your company there, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hop online and check us out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's the wildest request you've ever had?
Oh. You know, I get this question a lot.
I'm sure you do. Or top three. I don't know.
Just... I have made an Indy car out of balloons. I have replicated the Welcome to Vegas sign out of balloons.
Wow.
I have been to Disney and decorated there. I don't know. You name it, I can make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the majority of like age groups does it?
You know, oddly enough, it's adults.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really even decorate for kids or kids parties. Of course I will. You know, somebody calls and wants to do it. But it's corporations. It's big business that wants this.
Oh, I see. What do you think it is about the colors and the brightness that businesses want to continue
That's
having
just it.
That?
Yeah. Balloons give excitement, direction, focus. It's great for marketing.
Yeah.
So yeah, if there's no balloons, it's not a party.
I got you. Okay. I see. So that's what it's about. All right.
Yeah.
When you see the movie Old School, do you just want to smack that little kid at the wedding? Huh?
Do you want to bike kid that one? Yes, I've made a bike. I've done it.
If I see him, I just want to. That's too
For
funny.
Sure.
All right. Here's the deal. We're here to talk about the Big Balloon Build. And you're going to hear all about it in this episode. Our listeners are going to help support the Big Balloon Build. But we have to talk about what the Big Balloon Build is.
Sure.
Talk
I get that question a lot. People are like, well, that sounds really cool, but what is it?
Yeah.
So it started in Wales.
Okay.
It's an international event
mm-hmm.
where someone had decided, and you'll meet him, the director of the Big Balloon Builds coming to South Bend.
Is he the gentleman who is on the website with the accent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
absolutely.
Stuart. Yeah. He's amazing.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love him.
Uh-huh.
He was doing these smaller events for his community, raising awareness for kids with disabilities and special needs.
Okay.
And he had reached out to me because of our community in this industry. Uh-huh. He had said, Jen, you know what? Can you fly over and help me with this? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I hopped a flight, went over to Wales.
Wait, just hopped a flight and just flew over the pond, huh?
You know what? This balloon community is so amazing. Wow. We do that.
Okay.
Somebody will call and be like, Jen, I've got a big event in Vegas. Come down. And so you do.
I hope I can get in good with that balloon with that balloon industry.
Well, how do you think I have 80 people coming to South Bend?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I flew out, helped him, and I realized I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I love making these installations, but to see these kids.
Aww.
I'll cry. I'm not going to tell the story.
That's fine.
But these kids are either so ill that mm-hmm. this will probably be their last event.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just they need the joy in their
Absolutely.
Life. Their families do.
Absolutely.
So I said, how do I tie myself to this? And and he's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
So we started adding, he mm-hmm. started adding more and more people, created this nonprofit, and now we're getting 80 people to fly from around the world, literally. I've got people from Australia, London, you know, the Bahamas are all coming.
Right.
To do this for us, for him, for our community. And whoever hosts each one of these stops around the world is in charge of finding a local charity to donate to.
That was, as host,
was my job. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So, there's so many good people and organizations in this city. Mm-hmm. How was I going to decide?
Right.
There was no way.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed on it, slept on it, didn't know what to do. I was sitting in a Rotary meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten sits down next to me.
That's the CEO of the Ronald CEO, McDonald House.
But I didn't know that at the time.
You didn't know it. Okay.
I didn't know that. She was just a friendly person.
Right.
And she said, what's going on in your life, you know? And I said, well, you know, there's this thing called the Big Balloon Build, and I'm really struggling with what to do. And we're having this conversation. And I said, and, you know, you have that, oh, what do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. You know,
Absolutely.
You do
it networking events. Small talk, elevator chat. Yeah.
And she's like, well, I happen to be, I'm the CEO of Ronald McDonald House. I said, tell me more.
Right.
And right then and there, we partnered.
That's
I
neat.
Said, this is it. This is what it was meant to be.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you come visit here at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've done volunteer work here before, so I knew of it,
so
but
you,
I didn't know Kirsten.
I see.
And so I was like, oh, it has to be. Mm-hmm. It was meant
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the Big Balloon Build is kind of a triplicate. There's kind of, it's like a tri-type.
Exactly. So
coordination
the Big Balloon Build is the big, huge nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
They pick a host anywhere in the world, which thank God was me.
South Bend.
What are the odds? Yeah. It was Northern Indiana and being me and Fun by the Yard. And then I choose a charity. So it's, it kind of funnels down.
Because at first when Aaron Charles here, he's the marketing guy here at Ronald McDonald House, it was confusing to me at first. And then my wife and I came and visited here and kind of got deeper into it, and then now it just clicked like, oh, I see.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be able to continue to put the positive word out up until late April, up until the event, you know.
Absolutely.
So, and this isn't a little party at like Chuck E. Cheese's.
No.
This is unbelievably large. Talk to me about some of the, I don't know, stats and everything, like 150,000 balloons?
Or more. You know, we keep adding. The design keeps growing.
Man.
It is a fully life-size immersive experience.
Uh-huh.
You will walk into this huge arena and everything you see is going to be a balloon. There's
so
going
neat.
To be Ferris wheels and roller coasters and fun houses and games, and every single thing will be made of a balloon.
That's insane.
It is nuts.
And you have 80 different balloon artists?
80 people are coming. We're going to take about three and a half days to put this all together.
Okay, so you're starting earlier by Monday.
Yeah. Everybody will kind of fly in on Saturday, Sunday. We start on Monday. We get everything together till Wednesday, Thursday. Then we hand it over to Ronald McDonald House to have all these events for the community.
Okay, that is so neat. Now, do you have like a vision in your head now, or is it like come Monday once you have all the experts there? Is that when you...
Oh, no. The design process started months ago.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is...
Yeah,
you probably there's have to have months ahead of time. So.
Months ahead of time. There's all kinds of mathematical calculations to make and equipment to buy, and it's a whole production.
Wow. And you have to have a vision to put that. It's like when my wife and I watch HGTV, and you go into a house and they're trying to describe what this will become. It's the same thing there,
yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. And then, you know, you get people that are like, oh, I want to come help you tie balloons. I'm like, oh, I appreciate that.
Right.
But.
Not that easy.
You know, I did train for years for this.
Yes. Right. I people probably think balloons. No, it's art.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So you wouldn't go up to an artist and say, hey, can I
grab your paintbrush? Brush? Yeah.
Is this the largest event you've ever done?
It's the largest event here. It's only the fifth time it's ever even come to the United States.
Okay.
So for the big balloon build, this will be the largest it's ever been. Okay. Yes. For me personally, I guess then yes, right?
Wow.
Since it's the biggest one.
Uh-huh.
So, no, my biggest projects around here. Like, you know, I do most of campus. I do downtown South Bend, some of the bigger businesses here in town. So I do some one man big events, but to have that times 80.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than just one day thing. A lot more than just a wedding or whatnot. Like, this is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. There will be thousands and thousands of people that come to Northern Indiana for this.
Are you nervous?
No, surprisingly, I'm not. I'm just so excited.
It's more of an excitement.
Yeah,
okay. So
yeah, if
you are nervous at all, it's just a giddy excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So Jen, is there anything else that we want to ask the community? Is there anything else that we need community support from?
Yeah, my goal is to involve as many small businesses as I can.
Okay.
Other than just, you know, our key sponsors, which are absolutely amazing.
Right.
But I'm looking at more of the small mom and pop kind of shops.
Okay, okay.
I want to give them some love, you know, if they want to, you know, discount a product, if they want to, you know, donate their time, give some volunteer hours from their employees, anything like that, any kind of in-kind trade we can do, I'm open.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you for joining. I'm going to do my dangest to get the word out.
I love it.
And in the meantime, if there's anything else, you have my email on there. Just reach out.
Perfect. Perfect.
And Matt, this, that, whatever. You know.
I love it.
Next is my chat with the Director of Sponsorship and Events at Ronald McDonald House, Michiana, Nancy Salwin. Well, Nancy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
As we are here to advertise the big balloon build, we're at the Ronald McDonald House, Michiana. And you are the Director of Sponsorships and Events here.
Correct.
You want to tell me a little bit about yourself, background, where you're from, all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Well, I grew up here in South Bend, actually from about sixth grade on. I'm originally from St. Louis, then Indy, then here. But it's kind of funny. After high school, I said, I'm out of here. I'm never coming back.
I've heard that.
Because here I am. So here I am.
Where'd you go to high school?
So St. Joe.
Okay.
And then went down to Bloomington.
Oh,
and then I'm like, I'm not coming back. And about 11 years ago, my husband and my girls and I, we came back. So here we are.
Went to Bloomington. B-town.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. My favorite.
Man, my son went down. He just graduated in the spring. So it was neat as a Bloomington grad myself to have my son go down there and then walking around and like, I'm tough and everything. And I'm just an old guy now.
Right.
I'm just an old dad.
And then you're like, oh, do you know such and such? And they're like, never heard of it. Oh, okay.
Hey, best believe the spots are still there.
That's right. I love it.
what are your main responsibilities here is the... in your role at Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, so my main responsibilities are our events and our development.
Okay.
So anytime we have an event, which we have quite a few of them, I'm responsible for getting all the sponsors that, you know, make sure that event can be pulled off.
Okay.
And then our development for our programs around here.
Okay.
So that is my main responsibility.
And it's one thing to ask somebody for like a $10, $20 donation.
Right.
You are dealing with some substantial numbers.
Correct. So we have everything from 20,000 to 15 to 10. Those are the dollars that we're looking at. So that's, I mean,
every penny helps.
Every penny helps. And yeah, absolutely. But for these big, especially a 4-day event like the Big Balloon Bowl, we need a lot of money to
of
be
course.
Able to do that. So,
right.
Which is fantastic. We have a very generous community.
Wow. We do. Don't believe all the negativity.
Correct.
At all.
Correct.
I would assume that a position like yours here could be in any industry, you know,
sure.
I mean, transferable skills, you know, events, sponsorship, marketing, But what makes your role here at the Ronald McDonald House in Michiana just so special in that role?
Well, you know, I mean, really, I have a sales background, so that's kind of where I come from. But this really is, it is very much a sales background. But I have my own personal story. Okay. My husband and I, our youngest, Lucy, was born at 27 weeks.
Wow.
So she was a December baby that was supposed to arrive in December, but came in September. And so at the time, we were living in Indy, and we didn't have access to a Ronald McDonald House. Okay. We had a five-year-old at home. So we would go back and forth between, which doesn't sound like a lot, but we lived in Fishers. She was in Carmel. Yeah. And when you add traffic, that's sometimes an hour drive, 45 minutes. So we were doing that back and forth. And so it means a lot to me to be able to provide a space for families to be close to their child. Cause I didn't, we just didn't have that. And so that's what I work towards every day when I'm working on events is I want to make sure our families have a home,
right?
A home away from home.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So yeah.
Right. A lot more meaning to it.
Absolutely.
Know? Absolutely. When you were in high school or in college and you and your friends were planning a big shindig and there was like some hesitation on everybody, did you just grab bull by the horns and say, you're doing this, you're doing that? Is that what
not
happened?
Not really. No, that's the funny thing. I really wasn't that person. I was more the wallflower. but then I became, I don't know, when there's a mission behind it.
Darn right.
Then it's very different.
Darn
so,
right.
So now I'm that person.
Yes, so. That's true. And that heads back to my question previous, is when there's a mission behind it, it makes it that much.
Absolutely. Yep.
Jen and I talked about the big balloon build.
Yes.
Man, let's get into that.
Oh yeah. It's 4 days of craziness. So.
What are your thoughts? I mean, just off the top, we talked about a little bit of details earlier with it, but I mean, it's an action-packed weekend.
It is. It is. And there's something for everyone.
Okay.
So, I don't know how far Jen, you know, how much she told you, but so Thursday night is our VIP night, so it's our sponsor night.
Okay.
So they're going to come and see it for the, you know, there's going to be a ribbon cutting and all that. Then Friday is our dinner gala, which is what our sponsors, again, they're coming to that.
Okay.
And then Saturday and Sunday is for the, you know, general admission for everyone.
I see. So our families who are listening, Saturday, Sunday. Right.
Yes.
Right.
And then Thursday, Friday, really, it's there are some tickets for the gala, but you have to be at least 21.
Okay.
So
that's
a big difference. But
and so yeah, for the most part, listeners, if you have families, you can get tickets now. And all these links are going to be all in the show notes to this episode. So folks, perfect. You're listening, you can click. We'll have the Ronald McDonald website in there. We'll have Fun by the Yard with Jen. We'll have the Big Balloon Build website. We'll have all that.
Have it all. Perfect.
So if anybody wants to, any information, just go there.
That's awesome, because I know it's a lot to remember. So.
It is. Well, that's half the reason we're doing this episode here, so people can understand kind of the partnership, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's not easy to put together 150,000 balloons and 80 balloon artists.
No, I can't even imagine that part of it.
OMG.
I have the other side. I can't imagine. So that's a lot.
Wow. This is a huge event.
It is.
What are you most nervous about?
You know what? I'm not nervous about our Thursday and Friday. We do that all the time around. We do a large gala in the fall. So
yeah.
I've done that for years.
I got
no big
you.
Deal.
I got you.
The general admission, I'm like, oh my gosh, this could be a lot of people. Like, we have to worry about parking. Like, I have to have parking attendants.
So you have to worry about crowd control and
crowd
stuff.
Crowd control.
Then.
We don't normally have to do that. So
that's a good point. That's a good point.
So, I mean, we can technically, between Saturday and Sunday, have over 6,000 people come through the door.
Wow.
I mean, that's a little different than 500 people at a gala.
Yes, exactly. And it's multiple days.
And it's multiple days. And by Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be a little tired. So,
yes.
So, yeah.
It's all worth it, though. Like you said, with that mission.
Absolutely.
You know? All right. Do we want to talk about any of the presenting sponsors or any of the names we want to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, our presenting sponsor is McDonald's.
Okay.
I think everybody knows who that is.
Oh, yeah.
So, there will be one or two elements in the balloon build that are a nod to McDonald's. So, you'll have to.
Okay.
Well, let's call those Easter eggs that you look for when you go through.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to miss them. And then the Northern Indiana Event Center is our venue sponsor.
Okay.
So, that is the, some people know it as the RV Hall of Fame. But that is, they've been very generous with the space. We're pretty much taking the entire place over for a week.
Uh-huh.
Even though people aren't coming until Thursday, but
it takes a lot to set all that up.
It sure does. They start on Sunday, and it's and then we start popping the following Sunday. So
that's
wild. It's crazy. So both of those have been extremely generous.
Awesome. That's great. So. Any other supporters out there you want to give a shout out to?
Oh gosh, we have
maybe too many.
there are a lot. Winnebago happens to be one of them. Nibco out in Elkhart and Raymond James. So those are kind of our big ones.
Okay.
So
thank you three.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have them without them.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, hey, if I know I already mentioned as far as, you know, we can go to our website or, you know, my episode notes as well, but how else can people get tickets for the event?
So the best way to get general admission tickets is to go to that funbytheyard.net. That's Jen's site.
Perfect.
Click on the link that says Big Balloon Build, and you can purchase your tickets for Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
So I don't know if it's been touched upon, but it's $10 per person.
Okay.
Five and under are free, which is nice. So it's very affordable for families. So, get your tickets now because don't wait.
No, get them now. Don't wait.
You don't have to wait in line.
My kids are older now, but
I know.
If I had a little guy anymore, I would open my laptop up and hit play on one of those videos.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And literally and say, we're going to this in 2 months.
Well, we were told, Jen told us when we asked, like, what age is this for? And she said, from 3 to 103. So you qualify.
That's true.
You can come.
That's true. That's funny. We wrap it up next with a talk with the chief executive officer of Ronald McDonald House, Michiana, Kirsten Eifler. Kirsten, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Kirsten Eifler. I am the CEO at the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Michiana here in South Bend. And I have been the CEO since 2018.
Okay.
Absolutely love what I do. We have grown tremendously since we opened our 20-bedroom house in 2017. Mm-hmm. And last year, we had over 11,000 individuals into the house.
Holy moly.
Use our services, which is a record for us so far.
That's insane.
Yeah. So we're really, really happy that the growth is here, especially because we took a huge step back during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been building the last few years, and visitor restrictions at the hospital and things definitely inhibited our ability to, you know, serve mom and or dad because in some cases only one was allowed. So.
Hey, where are you from?
I am from here.
What high school did you go to?
Penn High School.
You went to Penn. Okay. Yeah. Go Adams Eagles.
Oh, no. It's all about Penn.
It's all about our area.
Yeah, it is Michiana. So yes, I'm okay with Adams, for sure. Lots of friends from there.
All right. Hey, let's provide our listeners just with a basic overview of the mission of Ronald McDonald House.
Absolutely. I like to think our mission is very simple. Mm-hmm. We take care of families of sick and injured children ages 21 and younger.
Beautiful.
You could be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Yeah. We'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. You could be poverty stricken and homeless, and we would take care of you just the same.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Pretty simple.
Beautiful. What are some of your main responsibilities as the CEO of Ronald McDonald House, Michiana?
My main responsibilities? Well, there's not much I'm not responsible for, let's be honest. So
I'm a school principal, I know. It's the same thing in my school.
You understand.
Pretty much everything.
Yes. So you know all those departments you have within?
Uh-huh.
Yep, those all fold right up into you, right? So you wear an operations hat some days, and other days you wear a marketing hat, and then other days you wear a development hat.
Okay.
So you wear a lot of hats.
You ever wear a therapy hat, like talking?
110%.
Okay,
yeah, that's most days.
Absolutely.
And you also are part of facilities and you clean the toilet if there's something going on. I like to think there's no job too small and we are a team and we have each other's backs and our team is very small.
Okay.
When I took over in 18, we had 5 of us.
Okay.
And now we have 14.
So it's tripled.
So we've grown quite a bit. However, we're still small, but we're certainly mighty.
Small and mighty.
Yes, we are. And we truly have each other's backs in everything we do. So operations supports marketing supports development. We all have We all have a set of hands in this. And there's, again, no job too small. And we all help each other. And that's what you have to do, especially when you're a small team.
Absolutely.
And this team's fantastic. They have the heart and minds of true warriors. They are committed to this place. And there's nothing they wouldn't do to make sure these families have everything they need.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing.
And how can you not, with the mission that you just described, is to help the family? I mean, how can you not have that drive, you know? And that's awesome to hear. I got goosebumps just hearing that.
Me too. That's awesome. It's the passion too. It's from the staff members to the volunteers to everybody that helps us. Even you today, you know, you walked in just, and you have a story of someone you know. And it's like, it's just amazing how many lives we really do touch. Mm-hmm. And you don't even realize it until you start to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I know someone or someone in my family, or maybe you experienced it yourself. And it's just, it always reminds us of the good work that we're doing every day.
Absolutely. And and as a parent also, you really wouldn't, as a parent, once you have kids, you know, you can just really understand the importance of what you guys do.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I got into this before I had kids.
Okay.
And now that I have kids, it's even more impactful.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, it's just, it does change your opinion. And sometimes it's a harder sell in some cases when you don't have children, because you have to talk a lot about the paying it forward aspect and, you know, kind of almost investing in something, you know, like we have here, that's a community resource, you know, just in case something happens. But you obviously have a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a friend, somebody that has children, or maybe it's one of your own nieces and nephews, whatever it might be.
Exactly.
This needs here. Mm-hmm. And now we have real examples of Kilters, for example, with our big dinner gala that we have every year called McDazzle, featuring Kilts for Kids. In October, we had a gentleman that was a Kilter for us, raised money for us.
Okay.
Little did he know that he would be utilizing our services just a few months later when his daughter was in a golf cart accident.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So he knew what he was doing. He knew that it was really great work. He knew the fundraising was important and impactful. But then when he experienced it, he was like, wow, I really had no idea what I was really doing. And those are those stories that really, really, really tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah, he's going to keep being a champion now.
He sure is. Yep. We still keep in touch.
Oh, and man, you guys, the facility here is beautiful.
Thank you.
Aaron gave me a tour when my wife and I came here, and her and I were just, I mean, just in awe, just how clean and beautiful. You have kitchen, you have rooms, you have staff and everything, but our families don't have to pay anything.
No.
So, but it's critical that you have to raise funds, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
To continue that.
And we're really prideful in that, because unfortunately, not all Ronald McDonald Houses are supported entirely by their communities like
really?
We are. Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
And that's not to say that they're doing anything wrong.
Right, right, right.
It's just, you know, where they live, maybe the cost of living is higher and it's just more expensive to run that facility.
Uh-huh.
They could have a facility that is much larger than ours, which again, we could go for, you know, we have 20 bedrooms. Our largest house in the world has over 200 now. And that's in our neighboring state in Ohio.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously with more bedrooms and things, more families, more cost, right? So nothing against any of our colleagues. We are all extremely close and look out for each other more than anything. But we are one of the lucky ones that has such a strong community here. That we don't have to charge our families.
You hear that, Michiana? All the negativity out there about our community, and you are the reason that we have the Ronald McDonald House here. I mean, it's beautiful.
And at no cost, which is amazing. So
that's beautiful.
You're exactly right, though. That's why we fundraise, because we want to keep at no cost. We want to make sure we don't have to, you know, put in a coined laundry system or anything like that. We definitely are trying to avoid that at all cost, and pun intended. We fundraise our little tails off, because that's what we need to do to make sure these families don't have one more thing to worry about.
And that's it. It's one more thing, because they're already getting letters and bills and this and that and this here, there. And this is one less thing that they have to worry about.
Yep. Even just Advil in the hospital. What is it? $4 a pill, $5 a pill. I don't know anymore.
Right.
It's expensive. Right. Yep. And you know, you know what you're incurring on a daily basis with your child's medical costs.
Mm-hmm.
Why? We don't want to have to charge you for lodging and food and laundry and all those other things. So we want you to have, again, one less thing to worry about. And that's why we're here.
That's beautiful. So beautiful. I'm glad I can help spread the word too.
Appreciate you.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. For group projects in school, you know, mm-hmm. were you always the one who just took charge and said, you do this, you do that, you're the note taker, you're the facilitator? Huh?
I mean, do I have to admit that? I guess if you would ask any group member of mine that I was in, I'm sure they would say I probably had that role, yes. That's pretty much how it goes. Even in my family, it's like, okay, Kirsten, you're in charge of having that tough conversation. I'm like, of course
yes,
I am.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm usually, even if, you know, rarely am I not the first one to raise my hand and volunteer uh-huh. myself. If I don't, for some rare reason, then I am certainly voluntold that
yes,
I am.
Yes, voluntold. I love it.
So, yep, I just kind of grown up that way. I have 5 younger brothers. Yes, as the only girl and the oldest,
yes.
you tend to learn how
just
to
take control.
Manage things.
That's yep. hilarious.
Because you got to survive.
You're darn
at the end
right.
of the day, you got to survive.
I'd met with Kirsten and Jen already about the big balloon build. And they provided some unbelievable like statistics on how big and grand it'll be. Like yes. there's 150,000 balloons and yep. 80 balloon artists and everything like that. And it's quite the action-packed weekend.
Yeah.
Just talk to me about it. What are your, as the CEO of this, what's your thoughts? Anything?
Yeah. So Jen approached me, about 2 years ago now. It
okay.
was that long ago. We're in South Bend Rotary together. And she came up to me and said, hey, Kirsten, so would you want to be the beneficiary of? And usually when people ask me that question, uh-huh. I immediately say yes.
Yeah.
And then I find out details later, right? Which, in this case... I didn't realize how cool this would be.
Yeah.
So she obviously finished the sentence by saying, you know, there's this thing called the Big Balloon Build. Mm-hmm. It's a gentleman from Wales that is very philanthropic, wants to put this on. I'm the host. You'd be the beneficiary. What do you think? And I was like, I think yes.
Right.
So I come back to the office. I pull in Nancy, who I know you spoke with uh-huh. earlier, and another event team member, Sue. And I said, all right, guys, this is really hard for me to explain, but this is kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
And I pull it up on the screen. And I'm like... And this is the opportunity. And I mean, we were all just like, yes, of course. But like, what does all of this mean? What does it look like? I mean, we still
right.
are having those dreams of what it's actually going to look like mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. the design and all the
yep.
fun stuff. So this is going to be so neat. It's the 5th time it's been in the nation.
That's it.
Which is super cool.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, this guy from Wales is the uh-huh. one that's putting this on. Like, so we're super stoked because we can say we're bringing something so cool to the community
yep.
that we'll probably never see again
because mm-hmm.
it's a one and done as mm-hmm. far as we know.
Right.
Now, because we're so good at what we do.
Maybe. You never
like,
know.
Look,
they'll come back. Yeah.
They might be like, hey, we got to come back. And
yeah.
if the community really wants it to come back,
uh-huh.
then I'm sure we could work something out.
Right.
But we got to get through this first round first.
Right.
And it's 4 days, again, from what I mentioned earlier, with our small but mighty staff. A lot of manpower there.
Wow.
We're going to need 700 volunteers. And I'm not making that up. I am an exaggerator. I will fully admit it. In this case, I am not.
700 volunteers.
Crazy.
How and people to volunteer, would they go to Jen's website or they go to the Ronald McDonald website or what?
So yeah, Jen's website.
Okay,
would have
okay.
It. Yep.
The Fun by the Yard website.
FunbytheYard.net.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Go there and they'll fill out a form.
Okay.
And then yeah, so we ask that you're 16 years or older.
Okay.
And then we have tons of opportunities for volunteering, especially Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Because those are our general admission days.
Yeah.
So from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
on Saturday, and then 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. And then you can actually choose like
mm-hmm.
what you want to do, which
okay.
is also really neat. And they're only 2.5 hour shifts.
Yeah.
So you could say you want to manage the Plinko game.
Right.
And you could actually sign up for that one for
okay.
whatever 2.5 hour shift that you choose.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So community, come on out, help.
Yes. Come on out,
volunteer.
Help. Come check it out.
Yeah.
We're going to have food trucks. I mean, it's going to be a really, really neat carnival.
Yeah.
4-H fair kind of experience.
Yeah.
In April.
All to benefit Ronald McDonald House, Michigan.
All to benefit us. Yes.
I
yes.
love
yeah.
it. That is so cool.
Yeah. We're super excited and
yeah.
super grateful.
Yeah. When, Aaron first told me about it, emailed me and everything. And it was hard for me to like put together what it is.
You and
so,
me both.
So I had kind of, okay. So we had the big balloon as its own entity. However, they partner with somebody like the host who's putting it on.
Yep.
And then there's the beneficiary of
yes.
that. And so it's a
true three
partners,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's actually more than three because we need a lot more partners from the community to help.
Correct. Yes. You know? Yes. And we do have quite a few sponsors, which we're really grateful to, that they're on board with us. And we have companies that are going to be donating, you know, their employees and volunteer hours.
Nice.
Which is great because, again, with 700, that's a big number for 4 days.
Man, so, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's
we have nuts. About 150 to 200 volunteers here at the Ronald McDonald House that help us all year round.
I see.
So we're used to having quite a few volunteers,
uh-huh.
but not this many
that's
in
a big number.
Such a short amount of time with over a 4 day span. So, but hey, we can handle anything. So
you got it.
Bring it on.
And it's all to come back and support your mission.
Absolutely.
Support your families and these kiddos.
The other thing too is because we're located in South Bend and Elkhart is such a huge community partner of ours, just the companies in Elkhart, the individuals in Elkhart, we are really excited to have an event in Elkhart.
Yeah.
We've never done it before.
Good.
So we're super excited to be able to take our footprint, bring it to Elkhart and in the beautiful facility, Northern Indiana Event Center. I also want to give a shout out to. They've been amazing. They have the facility that they have donated to us.
That's
It's just, we are just internally grateful for them. We would not have been able to afford it without their help.
Yeah,
so we're just
week.
Really grateful, to be able to have it there. And we're just excited because Elkhart in the last 3 years have actually been the number one county from the families that we've served.
Oh, really?
Yes. Last 3 years in a row, which we have been just like, it kind of baffled us a little bit when it first happened.
Yeah.
We were like, wow, because we always have had St. Joe County as our number one county that the families we serve.
Right.
But they've always been neck and neck. They've always been about 50% of our population comes from the two counties.
Yeah.
But it's usually like 24, 23, 20, you know, they're always within a percent of each other.
Uh-huh.
And then Elkhart for the past 3 years was our number one county with family service.
Huh.
So we were like, well, okay, like if that's where they're coming from, then we need to make more of a presence there.
That's neat. So they can, So their local businesses and everything can benefit also from all the folks there. It's all reciprocal.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's all reciprocal and it's all to benefit the families here.
And if you come into the community and you need some place to stay, great. That's helping Elkhart out.
See.
If you're coming in to dine, you know, one of their restaurants out there, great. I mean, this is all benefiting the entire community.
I
so
love it.
Talk
I
about
love
full
it.
Circle, baby.
I love it.
And we love when that happens too because we're so grateful for the community supporting us. We're really grateful we can give that back.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, is there anything more we want to talk about or?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, for sure.
This is great.
For sure. Well, hey, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, for sure. Thank you for listening to another episode of Round the Bend Now and Then. I hope that after listening for the past 40 minutes or so, you gained a new appreciation for all that Ronald McDonald House Michiana does for families in our community. And with that knowledge, I hope that you visit funbytheyard.net to purchase tickets for the Big Balloon Build. Or visit Ronald McDonald House Michiana's website in our show notes to help support them. Join us again next time to hear more about South Bend and Mishawaka's Now and Then.